Our second set of stories provides more bad news. More trains than ever are being delayed or cancelled in East Anglia. Great Yarmouth Station has seen a large drop in the number of passengers. The introduction of the new Universal Credit Benefit System is causing many problems in Norfolk. But Norfolk's biggest crisp manufacturer offers better news. They're bringing forward their recycling plans.
More trains than ever are being delayed or cancelled on East Anglia's rail network as repeated pledges to improve services fall flat. Latest figures from regulator the Office of Rail and Road, ORR, show punctuality and reliability on the region's biggest operator, Greater Anglia, sank to its lowest levels for July to September since records began in 2004. Great Northern, which runs the King's Lynn to London line, also posted its worst ever figures. Almost one in ten of its trains were cancelled, or more than 30 minutes late. East Midlands Trains, which operates the Norwich to Liverpool service, scored better than Greater Anglia and Great Northern for punctuality and reliability, but its performance also deteriorated over the summer. Just over 86% of Greater Anglia trains arrived within 5 minutes of their scheduled time, and annual reliability figures have not improved since the operator took over the network in 2012. On the main lines from Norwich to London and Norwich to Cambridge, the news was even worse. Only 75% of trains between the city and Cambridge ran on time in the last 12 months. The percentage of Greater Anglia trains cancelled or significantly late has also gone up every year since attempts to improve punctuality and reliability. We are very sorry when we let customers down, and that motivates us every day to make incremental improvements, he said. The onus is on us to improve things. Figures from the ORR showed around 60% of delays are down to Network Rail, and Mr. Burles said Greater Anglia was working with Network Rail to improve. The last day when no service alterations were scheduled on the Greater Anglia network was October the 19th. The tracks have been free of service changes for just 28 days in 2018.
Sky-high fares, an unreliable service, and cheaper alternative transport options are all being blamed for a significant drop in rail passengers in Great Yarmouth over the last 5 years. Despite overall passenger numbers in the region rising by 7% since 2012-13, the coastal resort suffered a drop of 20% in people using the railway. Statistics from the Office of Road and Rail, who use ticket sales to estimate the number of people using each of the UK's 2,563 stations, also show growth in Downham Market, Beccles and Ely. Buckenham, a request stop on the Norwich to Great Yarmouth line between Brundle and Cantley, was the lowest in the region for the second year running, ahead of Shipier Hill between Brandon and Ely, which has gone from only 12 passengers in 2015-16 to 276 this year. Council leaders and passenger groups slammed the branch line's unreliable service and ticket prices, but said they hoped new trains due to come into service in 2019 would improve reliability. Concerns over rising fares were also raised by Steve Hewitt, a spokesman for the passenger group the East Norfolk Transport Users Association. Most of the region's bigger stations saw increases in numbers, with Norwich, Downham Market and King's Lynn showing steady growth, and Ely gaining almost 500,000 passengers in 2017-18 as compared to 2012-13.
Fears have been raised over the impact of universal credit reforms in Norwich, as new figures reveal around 1 in 10 people of working age in Great Yarmouth and Waveney receive the benefit. More than 1,000 people claimed Universal Credit in Norwich last month. And as of today, the benefit will be available in every job centre in the country for existing claimants. The system was rolled out in Norwich for new claimants in October and sees a bundle of income-based benefits, including job seekers' allowance, tax credits and housing benefits, merge into one payment. But the attempt to reform the benefit system has proved controversial, with six-week delays and reductions in payments in some cases. The government says Universal Credit replaces an out-of-date, complex benefit system with cliff edges, which disincentivizes the work and could trap people in unemployment.
Norfolk's biggest crisp manufacturer is exploring how it can cut its plastic waste after rival Walkers bowed to public pressure by bringing forward recycling plans. Kettle Foods, which processes up to 300 tonnes of potatoes a day at its Beaufort factory, said it had been looking into more environmentally friendly packaging alternatives, but had already reduced the plastic used in certain lines by nearly 40%. It follows news that Walker's Crisps would introduce a free recycling scheme, which it called a nationwide first, to recycle the packets of any brand following a campaign which involved people sending back their empty crisp bags and posting on social media with the hashtag #PacketInWalkers. The Leicester-based manufacturer, which is represented by former footballer Gary Lineker, had previously said it would not be able to introduce the measures until 2025. A spokesman for Kettle Foods said, "Like Walkers, we're working hard to make our packaging more sustainable and have been looking into various options, including recyclable and compostable packaging with a range of suppliers. So far, we've not found the right solution for the UK facilities currently in place, but we're continuing to explore every avenue. In the meantime, it's great to hear that other crisp brands will be accepted at the collection points in the TerraCycle scheme that Walkers announced." The scheme has won the backing of Environment Secretary Michael Gove, who said, "Walkers are setting a fine example with this new scheme, and I want to see other companies step up, follow suit, and reduce their environmental impact."